Willkommen, Fröhliche Weihnachten, episode 86 of the BerlinBrigade.com podcast. I am your host, David Guerra, former member of 3rd Platoon, Alpha Company, 6th Battalion, 502nd Infantry, Berlin Brigade. And I was there from 1985 to 1987. Hey, I hope you're simply having a wonderful Christmas time. Yep, seriously, are you ready for Christmas? I'm not. I'm not going to kid you. I am not ready for Christmas. But, you know, as we used to say in the former American sector of Berlin, Ein Glühwein bitte.
Einsteigen bitte.
Welcome everyone again. Welcome. It's this holiday episode of the BerlinBrigade.com podcast. I hope, as I said, you're having a wonderful Christmas time. You know, one of the things that I really, truly admired about Christmas in Berlin, they really went out of their way to make the single soldiers feel, well, homesick. I mean, for lack of a better word, homesick. I mean, for a lot of us, it was our first time away from home, our first time away during Christmas time from friends, family, loved ones, and it was a unique experience. But then again, as I say unique, we all know about Berlin. That's right, Berlin was unique. Having said that, I got there a little too late when I first got there. I got there in November. But Christmas 86, I made sure I dove into the experience, the Christmas family program. I don't know how many of you participated in that, but that was basically where the German, the Berliners opened their home. So I guess it would be not the German Christmas family, it'd be the Berliner Christmas family program. They opened their homes, they allowed these GIs to come in and hang out with them for the holiday, and it was awesome. It was awesome. It was a fantastic time. I still remember their names. I lost their address, but Brent Dreiman and your family, if you're listening, thank you for the wonderful memories, for opening your home. It was certainly a thrill. It was an honor. It was an experience. It's something that to this day, you know, what, 31 years later, I'm talking about it still, because that had such a deep impact in what we were doing there, because it showed that they not only welcomed us there, They wanted us and welcomed us there so much that they opened their homes. They didn't have to do that, but they did. The gentleman's name was Brent Dreiman and his wife, and they had two boys, and they were high school age kids, great kids. And if the name sounds familiar, it's because, yes, that is the name of the young man in Air Bridge Berlin, my second book. He's the young Berliner that was catching the candy bomber's candy, and then he meets this GI, and they go on an adventure together. And so I dedicated that memory of that individual to posterity forever. It's in a book, and that's just my way of honoring them and thanking them, and just saying thank you. You know, if I never ever see them again, I just hope that they deep down know that they've made an impact on this. This former active duty soldier. And it was a lot of fun. Christmas dinner, you know, I don't remember Christmas dinner much. I do remember one of the things, and excuse me, I'm a little under the weather today as I record this on Saturday, December 16, 2017. But I do remember a lot of the tall tales. It's like, oh, they're going to have carp, and you're going to eat carp, and be prepared to eat the carp. You know, I don't remember carp. I don't think they serve carp. I do remember wine. I do remember there being some white wine. So that's always a good thing. And there was a little bit of beer. We didn't get too crazy that first night, but we did hang out with them a little bit. We went down to the local, ours was down in Marienfelde. And their home basically backed up against the southern part of the Berlin Wall, or the Berlin East German divide there, the frontier. And the young man said, oh, no, that's where they take the trash out. Because you can see this road and the sodium lights heading south. And he said, no, that's where the Berliners take, that's where the sanitation people take the trash out of Berlin. So, again, very interesting. Didn't know that's what happened. I never really thought about where the trash went. But I got to see another side of the city and how it interacted with East Germany, you know, especially being 110 miles inside. That being said, we did go down to one of the Christmas markets, one of the neighborhood Christmas markets, and folks, if you got to experience the neighborhood Christmas markets like the Dahlem or Zehlendorf or Steglitz, well, Steglitz had a bigger one, as opposed to the huge one that's down by the Kaiser Wilhelm Church or the one in Spandau or by the I can never say that word, but you know what I'm saying. So those are the bigger ones, and those are pretty cool. And also in up by Charlottenburg Palace, there was also the big one there. But the smaller little neighborhood ones, those were really cool too. They're really nice, very homey. We got to go with them and walk around with the Christmas family, and it was a lot of fun. Great people, great time. And then, of course, you know, afterwards, after Christmas, you know, we get back to work, January, back to business. And a little bit later on down the road, we have a little reunion. And that was a lot of fun. I got to see them. We exchanged addresses and stuff like that. But, you know, things happen over the years. And we had a great meal. We had a great time. But like I said, we exchanged address. But then again, we move on and we keep going forward. So by Christmas of the following year, I was already back stateside in a stateside assignment over at Fort Benning at the $1.97th. Yeah, the 197th, that's where I ended up at. It's crazy. I started off at Benning, ended up at Benning. Insane, but that's how it happens sometimes. And again, excuse me, I'm a little under the weather. Well, my nose is congested. I guess the snow down here in deep South Texas, yes, it did snow in deep South Texas on the 8th. And I guess I've just been putting it back, and finally I got to sleep in, got to relax, and boom, it hits you. But hey, we're not getting any younger. Remember, we could go for years without catching the flu? But then again, we were a lot younger then. We were much more active and more mobile back then. Anyway, so the biggest regret out of all of that, the biggest regret of the Berlin Christmas Family Program was not keeping up with the Dreimanns. And that's the sad thing. But it happens, and it's okay. But again, we'll run into each other. We'll run into somebody. I don't remember the kid's name. It was two boys, and I don't remember their names. It's sad. But who knows? I know I don't throw anything away, especially from my time in Berlin. It could be out in a box, because they're still, today I'm still finding stuff. I might just end up finding their address, their mailing address, and then we go from there. So what are your Christmas family program stories? I know I heard a lot of tall tales. And I know I heard a lot of stuff that some of it I can't repeat, or I'm not going to repeat, to protect the guilty or the innocent. Well, there's no innocence. To protect the guilty. But I know that there's a lot of tall tales. People got together. We had this huge party. Oh, my Christmas family was actually the mayor of Zehlendorf or the mayor of Steglitz. And we had this huge party. Whatever. A lot of stuff. Great stuff. And then some of it was true. Some of it wasn't. But for the most part, I guarantee you one thing. It was a lot of fun. And it still goes on. I was looking things up, doing a little research before the show started, and came across the, Army website, army.mil. And it's an article back from January 2nd, 2014. German family opens home to soldiers for Christmas in Chemnath, Germany. For many single soldiers living overseas, Christmas can be tough with family and friends so far away. But a partnership between the city of Chemnath and the 615th Military Police Company brought Americans and Germans together to create a new kind of holiday tradition. Dr. Peter Schleicher and his family, Irene, opened up their home to Specialist Travis Williams and Private E2 Amber Regalia on Christmas Eve to share their culture and offer a place to call home, if only for an evening. Throughout the evening, the two soldiers swapped stories, exchanged gifts, played games with the Schleicher family. They helped in the kitchen and soon feasted on an abundance of traditional German fare. Regalia said, "I learned how they did Christmas, their traditions. It was a new experience. While it was the first year the Schleicher family invited American guests for Christmas dinner, Schleicher said, it won't be the last. It was a very nice and interesting evening for us," he said. "We will do it again." For the Schleicher family, the more the merrier philosophy made Christmas spirits bright. Pretty cool. Pretty cool. Then there was another article dated, now that one was 2014. In 2016, Operation Good Cheer connects soldiers with German families for the holidays. And again, this is on army.mil. And don't worry, I will have the links to these articles on the show notes on berlinbrigade.com. Bomb holder Germany. For most people, the holidays are full of joyful family time and cheer between close friends. But for some soldiers stationed overseas, this is not always the case. To help make the holidays more enjoyable for the soldiers, the bomb holder military community sponsors Operation Good Cheer. The program introduces soldiers who would otherwise be alone during the holidays to host nation families who invite the soldiers into their homes for the holiday season. This year, Operation Good Cheer connected about a dozen soldiers with German families who live in the villages and towns near U.S. military installations in Baumholder, to include the towns of Baumholder, Sensweiler, Idar-Oberstein, and Traben-Trabach. There we go. Among others. The program existed for more than 30 years, but because of increased operational support and deployments to Iraq and Afghanistan, it was put on hold in 2005 and not reinstated until 10 years later in 2015. Now, this is the Baumholder military community. Klaus and Angelika Hetrich started participating in Operation Good Cheer in 1993. From 1993 to 2005, as well as 2015, they hosted a different U.S. soldier in their home every year. Last year, Specialists Rashawn and Brianne James visited their home for the holidays, and a close bond was immediately formed. We've asked for Rashawn and Brianne again this year. Sadly for us, Brianne and their 7-month-old Desmond will be visiting California. We'll be visiting family in California, but knowing that Rashawn will be here alone during that time, we of course asked him to come to our home, Klaus said. Klaus said for him and his family, it's easy to build those close relationships with U.S. soldiers stationed in Germany. For example, one soldier they invited to their home for the holidays more than 10 years ago is still one of their closest friends. Wow, there we go. See, that's continuing with the story. We went to his wedding in Colorado in 2012, and his two young daughters now have a German grandpa. That's pretty cool. I suppose in my case, it was something in my blood, said Klaus, whose father was a U.S. soldier in Baumholder from 54 to 58. My father went back to the United States when I was only 2 years old, and I never saw him again. I think I feel such a closeness to American soldiers because of this. Wow. To soldiers, the retired furniture maker and his wife feel very close to are Rashawn, a small arms repair technician, and Brianne, a generator mechanic. Both are assigned to the 317th Maintenance Company, 18th Combat Service and Support Battalion, 16th Sustainment Brigade, and both said they feel a strong connection to Klaus and Angelica and their son Geronimo. We didn't know what to expect last year when we went over to their house during the holidays for dinner, end quote, said Rashawn. To this day, we are very close. They take us sightseeing to City Fest and invite us over for birthdays and barbecues. They even babysat our son on short notice. That's pretty cool. For the Newman family in Idar-Oberstein, this will be the first year participating in Operation Good Cheer in the Operation Good Cheer program. They read about it in the city newspaper and decided to sign up. The local ad was one of several announcements for the program, overseen by U.S. Army Garrison Rheinland-Pfalz Baumholder Host Nation Advisor with the Public Affairs Office, Bernd May. Celebrating Christmas alone in a foreign country must be one of the worst things imaginable, and now some U.S. soldiers from Baumholder can experience the spirit of a family atmosphere this Christmas. These soldiers are provided a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, said May, creator of the Operation Good Cheer program. It is very nice that German families open their hearts and homes for our soldiers. Many of the soldiers are in a foreign country for the first time and have to celebrate the holidays away from their loved ones. With host families taking part in the superb program, soldiers are able to become familiar with a new culture and make new memories to take back home. Wow, that's pretty cool. That is pretty cool. So again, all these links that I'm showing here, there's even going to be a video. It's stock footage. It's a video of a German family invites a U.S. soldier home for Christmas in Bad Tolls, Germany. Pretty cool. I'll put that link up on the website. Folks, it's just wonderful memories, and it's been nothing but good, and it was fantastic. So if you had those memories and you participated in those exchange programs or the Christmas family program, let me know. Drop me a note there at the BerlinBrigade.com website and let me know what you thought. What were your impressions? What is the one thing you remember? And the one thing did you eat carp? Did anybody ever serve carp? I think they traditionally do serve carp for dinner, and it could be that they were just being nice to us. That wasn't our thing. So again, thank you to the Dryman family in Berlin. I do appreciate your time. I do appreciate you opening up your home. I do appreciate you, and I will never forget you. And to all the other Dreiman families that we participated with, that opened their homes again, we will never forget you. So thank you very much. Folks, that's Christmas. I wish you a happy Christmas. Merry Christmas. Now let's move on. We've got mail call. Got a couple of letters that came in, emails. One is from Christina. Just trying to get information on Delbert Bailey from World War II with the 298th Army Band, Berlin Brigade. If you can help, that would be great. Anybody out there that was long time ago, first, you know, the 298th Army Band is the longest unit that served in Berlin. It was there from the beginning all the way to the end. Somebody had to open the place. Somebody had to close it. And usually it's the band that arrives first, and it's the band that packs it all up. So if anybody there in the 298th Band has some history or knows where to obtain history on individuals that were there, let me know. We're looking for Delbert Bailey, the Christina. She's writing in from Germany, and she's looking for Delbert Bailey from, I guess he was there after World War II. So let me know. Second letter comes from Ralph. I was in the U.S. Army 6th Infantry Division, Berlin, Germany, occupation troop from SPS3 AUS, it says occupation troop from SPS3 and then AUS, also made sergeant with National Guard at La Grande, Oregon. So, okay, so there, that's where he's from. He was with the National Guard, La Grande, Oregon. Okay, there we go. He's looking for a buddy. Eugene Ray May. Specifically, he became a sergeant first class by attending non-comp school in service in Berlin in 1955 to 56. Can you help me? Ralph says, I was a battalion draftsman for Major Melvin, head of S3 operations while he was there. So if anybody out there knows of Eugene Ray May, who served at the 6th Infantry Division, drop me a note. Let me know. We'll put you in touch with Ralph. Ralph's looking for you, Eugene. So get ready. So let's just see if we can make some contact. We're looking information on Delbert Bailey and Eugene Ray May. He was a sergeant first class in Berlin, 55 to 56. Ralph's looking for you, buddy. So drop us a note again. And for more information, visit the BerlinBrigade.com website. And visit the show notes for this podcast episode. What episode is this? 86? Yes, episode 86. So, that's it for mail call, everyone. That's it for mail call. Little administrative notes. The Berlin Brigade website. Okay, folks, I know everybody's asking and about the password situation. It's still in effect. We're still seeing a lot of people lingering in there, a lot of data scraping, and that's not a good thing. I didn't put it out there for you guys or for others to take advantage of it that way. And that's why the password's in place. I did it there so you guys could find each other. So everybody that served in Berlin can find each other and reconnect. And that's what it's about. It's about this. And unfortunately, there are some individuals that would rather take advantage of that. And heck, I don't even send you emails. I mean, I will in the holidays, but I don't send them as a regular thing. I don't even think, there's been others that they're trying to sell their product and that have data scraped. And how do I know this? Because I've received, somebody else has forwarded me those emails. So that's why the password protection is on there. So with that being said, and again, I've said it before and I'll say it again later. In the meantime, after the first of the year, we're going to change the password again. And as always, it's going to be at the top and at the bottom of the registry page. So if you go to BerlinBrigade.com/registry, you're going to see the password right there, plain English. You're going to see the password. It's usually a 4 or 5-letter word. It's not going to deviate from that. It will always be that. And it's always going to be there. Trust me, you're not locked out. You're just not going to the registry page. Trust me, nobody is singling you out because you're an officer or you're enlisted or you were a non-com. No one is singling you out. All you have to do is go to the registry page. Folks, it's not about singling anybody out, but it is about trying to make it just a little bit more difficult for those individuals that want to do something inappropriate with your information. And that's what it's all about. It's not about anything else. Like I said before, and I've said it on the website, I say it every place else, it's got nothing to do with rank. It's got nothing to do with your position when you were in the Berlin Brigade. It's got nothing to do with what you did or who you knew. No, it's got everything to do with those that want to do something inappropriate with your information, with your password, well, not your password, with your email address. That's all that it's about. And trust me, what I just recited to you, those have been some of the complaints that I've received. Well, is it because officers, or is it because enlisted, or is it because NCOs? No, it's got nothing to do with that. So please don't go down that route. Now, again, after the first of the year, I'm going to be changing the password, and I will always post the new password before, or just as I will post it, and at that moment, I start changing all the other passwords. So understand that that's what's going to happen. When you see it up online, it's either in progress or it's already done. And that's that. So, other than that, please log in, take a look, see if you can find an old buddy, and we'll go from there. Also, I've been toying with this idea, and let me know what you think. Let me know what you think. I really want to hear from you. What do you think if I set up a registry page by dates of arrival? Or years of arrival. If you arrived in 1962, I'll put all your information there. I'll put your name and everybody there by unit. Obviously by unit. So it'll be the year and then the unit and then your name in that alphabetical order. So there'll be posts from 45, 46, 47, 48, all the way up to 94. So let me know what you think about that. Would that make things a little bit easier for you to find somebody? Because I know you got there a year before me. I know you got there a year after me. And I get that every once in a while. So just thinking about breaking that down. Now, again, it's that time of year. I also want to remind you folks that I do ask for your state of residence, where you are right now in the world. And why do I do that? Because I get emails from reporters, news people researching history, doing something with history, Berlin, the United States Army in Berlin, or a specific incident in Berlin at a specific time in the history of the United States Army in Berlin. And they say, oh, well, I'm a reporter here in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. So I'll send my good friend Dan, I'll send his information. I go, hey, Dan, this guy in Milwaukee is looking for some info. You want to help him out? Yes or no? It just makes it easier, because then I just go to the Wisconsin list. I sort a list by Wisconsin. Boom, there we go. Now this reporter or this researcher has, 5, 10, 15, 20 names. He's off and running. That's why I ask. So, and again, it's strictly voluntary. It's not mandatory. It is voluntary. But that's what it's for, and that's all that it's used for. Other than that, I do invite you to follow BerlinBrigade.com on our Facebook page at www.facebook.com/BerlinBrigade. On our Instagram page. Yeah, we also have an Instagram page at Berlin Brigade. That's our Instagram page. So Instagram.com/BerlinBrigade. And on Twitter, yep, at Berlin Brigade. That's our handle. We've got a lot of stuff out there. So we're on Facebook, we're on Instagram, we're on Twitter. We're not on Snapchat. I don't see us doing that. But everything else, we're there. So be sure you follow us. And let me know when you start following. I'll get the notice on Berlin on Snapchat. And not Snapchat, on Instagram and Twitter, but on Facebook, sometimes it doesn't tell me who follows, and sometimes it does tell me. So let me know. Just stop in and say, hey, hi, how's it going? You never know. Listen, folks, as always, I invite you to stop by the BerlinBrigade.com/podcast/episode86 page to get the show notes, all the links, everything we talked about here today. And until next time, I wish you a very Merry Christmas, Frohe Weihnachten. Goodbye, auf Wiedersehen, Dankeschön, tschüss.
Endstation. Bitte alle aussteigen.